Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ray Wong is here. Ray is a new friend. He's Principal Analyst and CEO at Constellation Research. He's the author of a new book, Disrupting Digital Business, Create an Authentic Experience in the Peer-to-Peer Economy, and just out now, and he's our new friend, Ray Wong. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
It's doing great. It's good to have you here.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Congratulations on your book.
Hey, appreciate it.
Is that your first one?
This is, and it's an important one.
I tell men that writing and publishing a book for us is as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Yeah, this one took 4 years.
That's a long gestation period, isn't it?
This one took a lot longer than that.
Yeah, my last one took longer than that. So, Ray, tell us what you mean when you talk about disrupting digital business. Tell us what you mean by that.
You know, this book was written for companies who are competing with companies that were born in the digital era. There are a lot of businesses that are digital that have been out there basically, you know, disrupting markets. These are companies mm-hmm. that you weren't expecting to be competing in your markets. These are non-traditional businesses. And so the idea was to find a way to help people see the patterns to compete with digital businesses and be successful. And a lot of these companies that are beating up the Fortune 500 are small businesses that are starting from, I mean, they're coming out of nowhere.
They got no baggage, do they? They got no ideological baggage. They got no infrastructure baggage. They're clean and nimble and fast, aren't they?
They are. And that's the beauty of being a small business.
Well, you know, Ray, I don't know how long you've been around. My gray hair is not premature. And I can remember when a business owner could walk out on the front porch of his business, look around town, and basically identify the one, two, or three places where a customer for him or her could go to get something similar to what they sold. And it was always a logical, as you called it, I think you called it a Main Street business. It was a logical competitor. Today, your competition, people, the alternative a customer could have could be from somebody you never heard of, and they're not even, you wouldn't even call them in your industry, would you?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. We look at it. 52% of the Fortune 500 have been merged, acquired, gone bankrupt, fallen off the list since 2000. Mm. You look at something like the iPhone when it was launched in 2006. It took out 27 business models.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. Like, where do you go for a digital camera? You don't. Where do you go to get your film developed? You don't do that anymore. Where do you get your music? Where do you get your GPS device? What do you even do with a flashlight? I mean, flashlight companies got disrupted by an iPhone.
Right.
Right? That's how crazy that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. One of the things that this has done, and this is the point that I make in my book, Ray, is this disruption can only happen because of one thing, and that's changed customer expectations. Talk to us about that.
You know, it's huge. I think the way customers expect how they get their goods, when they get their goods, where those goods come from, how they even share that information with friends, I mean, that's completely changed. I mean, it's as simple as the ability to be able to buy something is going direct to consumer. I mean, anything where there's the middleman in the way, that's being stripped out because customers are used to working now directly with each other, and in some cases, not even with a company in between. And so that's kind of where we're seeing this peer-to-peer economy work. So, for example, you look at something like TaskRabbit. You have, you need to get an IKEA shelf fixed or a light bulb changed. There's a trust network that you basically access, and suddenly, you know, you can find someone that will help you fix anything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one example of that. Another example is the shift that we're also seeing in terms of how people are buying goods, right? They're finding all the information they need ahead of time before they even get walked into your store or talk to you online.
They're self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you before you even know they exist.
Exactly. Exactly. And so all the information you put out there is useful, but you just don't know which information because you're not able to track that or trace that in terms of not only your reputation, but also even simple things as just the quality of the goods.
Mm-hmm. So how do you compete against this? How does a small business, the big guys, they can take care of themselves. They many of them probably won't make it. I mean, it's amazing how they can't change. I've seen this in my work with them, with many of them. You've seen this, Ray. My job is to help small businesses, and I know you care about that too. How do we help them?
You know, I think one of the things that you can start with, and it sounds crazy, is you've got to start realizing you're not selling a product or service anymore. And I'll tell you why. I mean, if you look at the companies that are selling products, they're giving the products away for
service. They're commodities.
Yeah, products are commodities. And so the value is after the sale, all the things that you do. Now, those are things where small businesses do great. I mean, that's the service, that's the support, that's the installation. People are giving away products for the long tail. Now, the companies that are selling services are giving services away. Now, this is what's crazy. They're giving services away for experiences. So you've seen those things where people are doing freemium, right? So you try all these things, use all these services for free, and then if you want to do something that's even more value-added, that's when they jump in and start charging for more access, better features, new goods. And then the people that are giving away, doing experiences, are giving experiences away for outcomes. And they're basically saying, look, instead of, just buying that experience, we'll pay you. I mean, you'll pay just for uptime. So if you want something up 80% of the time or 99.9% of the time, then there'll be a different price. And then the companies that are giving away outcomes are giving outcomes away for business models, saying, look, hey, we'll run the whole business for you. Don't worry about it. Just send us a check. Mm-hmm. And if you see that progression in whatever industry you're in, you realize that ultimately what we're doing is we're keeping a brand promise. Are you being authentic to the business?
Right.
Are you covering an area that companies
can't
do better
than others?
But
all of that service that you're just describing is not only serving customers, it's creating niche opportunities for other businesses, isn't it?
It is. These are brand new niches, just like you wrote in the Age of Customer. I mean, these are opportunities that are showing up.
Yep.
And people miss these because they're in large corporate environments, and they don't see that. They're just following the checklist, they're following a process, and they don't have a feel for what the customer wants.
The book is called Disrupting Digital Business, Create an Authentic Experience in the Peer-to-Peer Economy. When we come back, I'm going to get Ray to talk to us about that peer-to-peer economy and why you need to know about it, because it is part of your now. It's not part of your future, my friends. It's part of your now. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.